So we're in the middle of Hilchos Kibud Av Ha'Em, Siman Resh Mem. So we got to Sif Tes Vav, I believe. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that Amar Lo Aviv, the father says, La'avor Divrei Torah, to go against learning anything against the Torah, Bein Mitzvahs Ase, Bein Mitzvahs Lo Tasei, V'afilu Mitzvahs Shal Divreihem, Lo Yishmalo, even if it's something that's only a Din D'Rabbanan, one should not listen to their parents. So there's some interesting discussions here in various examples. So let's say, let's take a look at the Birchei Yosef, the Chidah. Birchei Yosef on the side of the page, the bottom left, he says, Afilu mitzvah shel divrem lo yishmalo, im tziva shelo yomar kaddish al imo. Let's say the father says, I don't want you saying kaddish for your mother, ki makbid al zeh shuchai, he's alive, if you're very makbid on saying kaddish when a parent's alive. Yesh misha kasev de kvodo kodem, so some say that the, I think we discussed this last week a little bit, that his honor comes first. Umarshal the Sefer Yam Shel Shlomo Perakamet Kedushin Cholakalav Dezer Havikomer Over Al Mitzvah Shel Divrem. He says this is incorrect because since it's been the practice of Minag to say Kaddish, it becomes like a mitzvah midirayim, and that can't go again. He's telling you to violate a mitzvah midirabanim. So the Yam Shel Shlomo argues. Sevelia Hediot says the Birka Yosef Yesh Lehiv LePakpek Bazer. I'm not so certain about this. There's a fascinating discussion. Is Kaddish really considered a mitzvah midivayim? Kevin who minag baal, it's a minag, it's a very widely accepted minag, but does that qualify as a mitzvah midivayim? V'yaf ki sodaso bahari kodesh midrashi razal, even though it's based on midrashim, there's some very powerful midrashim about this, and people coming back in dreams that Kaddish wasn't said about them, such in the Shamos. But still, Birka Yosef says, is that Yesh London, Sheino Basug Mitzvah Shudivrayim? That still doesn't qualify, he thinks. He's not sure if it qualifies as a Mitzvah Midivrayim. The Od Yesh London, he says further, there's more to discuss. Dechevin De'aviv Yesh Lotzar, Shumar Kaddish, Du Manine Adas. Now, it's causing the father pain. So now that's inflicting pain. So maybe that's going to be a lack of Kibra'av, even though it's for the cover of the mace. V'lo Mesan Le'milso, so this also becomes an interesting thing. Let's say a parent has trouble by something that you're doing. Is that enough to violate a din deraisa? So this he seems to weigh in. This is a very important concern. The efsher, the dainin like isha sher imo migurashes. Maybe you should view this since the mother's dead. Maybe they should be viewed as divorced. And that the father's pulling in one way, the mother's pulling in a different way, and the psak of Maran of the Shulchan Aruch is Leil, the Eza Shir to Yaktim. He should do whatever he wants. So there's a lot to discuss here on this topic. Further, just keep going, Birka Yosef, because it's so interesting, each of these cases he discusses. Let's say, Im Amar Lo Aviv Shlo Yilbash Shchorim Al Ptiras Imo, Kavil Aim. Let's say there was a custom back then, like it is in many places now. I'm not sure if by our Levi's that people wear suits. I don't know, Dafka black. But what?
The conservative, they put on a little
black ribbon. I read the ribbons that Narish guy, but. So either way, the father's makbid not to wear black at the funeral of his own mother. So kashuv marshal sham di yishmalo. You could listen there because that's not the kaddish is more serious than wearing black. So if the father doesn't want wearing black, so you wear gray, you wear pink, you wear white, whatever you want to wear. That's something you can listen to your father. He then says further, im haya aviv chola. So this is interesting. Let's say the father is sick. Vomer lo sheshk. I have yishmalo on mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine says
low yishmalo. Okay, so some of mine's correct. I have a newer edition, sorry.
Mine was first.
Let's say the father's ill. Romer lo says to him, sheashkeu davar, shemaziko, to give him something that's going to damage him. Avavada dileka sakana, but it's not going to be sakana. Let's say I'm not sure if this is the greatest example. Let's say he's got diabetes. So he says he wants some Coke. The sugar is not going to be good for his kidneys at all. So it's not going to necessarily kill him, but it's going to damage him, make him uncomfortable. So what do you do in that case? So he says if it's not going to damage him, so then you are, it's not going to be sakana, even though it will damage him, you're allowed to give it to him. This, I'm sure, is very halach lamaisa. You know, a father's very sick and he wants to smoke and he's got terrible lungs, so that could possibly kill him. So you have to use your seichel, of course, about weighing between kibra'av and what's healthy and dangerous for him. The Chayim Mashmid also seems to indicate this Mimasha Kasov Sefer Chasidim Simon Reish Laman Dalet Shekasov De Bemide De Sakana, something dangerous. Lo Yishma Lo, you of course should never listen to your parent if it's dangerous to someone. Umuchacha Ileka Sakana, it's clear from the Chasidim, if it's Sefer Chasidim, that is, if it's not dangerous, even though it's Af Shem Aziko Shari, so this seems to be found in the Sefer Chasidim as well, this concept. Okay, let's get back now to the Shulchan Aruch. There's a Beis Lechem Yehuda on the side here. Sorry, just one quick thing. Not to Nogea, but he says if the child, let's say, wants to fast every so often, and it causes great tzar to the parents that they see his son's getting emaciated and he doesn't look healthy, so then one should listen to the parents and not fast if it's not one of the fast days, the Chiyah fast days, the Tainus Tzibur. If it's a personal Tainus he takes once a week. Someone was telling me that he used to fast once a week as part of his Avodas Hashem. So then a person does that and the parents are concerned with his health, the way he looks, how he's emaciated. So then a person should listen to their parents. That's not considered having them go make you go against the Torah. Okay, if you look now at the back to the Shulchan Aruch Sif Tezayin. Ha'av Shetziva. Sorry, I skipped one.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
On that bottom one, I said, Amashal Sashin Yishmalo. You were right.
I was right, okay.
Because I was looking at the Pesach Shubh. Ah,
okay, fine. Excellent. So in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch then says, Sif Tezayin. Ha'av Shetziva as Beno. Father commands a child, Shelo Yidaber and Ploni, not to speak to a particular individual. So what do you do? Father says not to. Do you have to listen to him? Shelo Yimchalo Adzman Katsav. He says, you shouldn't forgive this guy what he did to you until 15 years later. And the child, he's okay. He's mocha, whatever the guy did to him, he's willing to. Lule Tavas Aviv. Had not been for the command, the Tavah from the father, he would be willing to be mocha, the guy immediately. Ein lo lachash l'tavaso. In this situation, you should not be concerned with your father's tzava. Why not? Why do you ignore the father? So Taz explains the very last line of the Taz here. She also listen to l'shem Yehudi. You're not allowed to hate another Jew, even though if the father told you to. It's in essence he's telling you to go against the Torah. Im lo sharu'uhu over aveira. Unless you saw him violating aveira, so then there is a mitzvah to hate such a Jew. So it turns out. So that's why you don't listen to him when he says to hate that person. So then the Shulchan Aruch writes in the top, you know, Siv Yud Zayin, Echad Eish Vechad Eish, whether it's man or woman, Shavin B'Kavod Uvimora Shel Av Ve'em, both a daughter or son are equally required to honor and fear their parents. Elisha Isha Ein B'Yadah Lasos Shimu Shubedish Labayla. When a woman's married, she's bound to her husband and doesn't always have the freedom and ability to serve the parents properly, and her husband comes before her parents. The fikachu he ptura mikavod av ve'em ba'odin nesua. So long as she's married, she's exempt for certain things. She can't be disrespectful to them, but at the same time, she is limited what she could accomplish. Vim niskarsh, if she's divorced, or nisalma, if she's widowed, of course, then she's going to be chayeves. She's single and she's not bound to anyone. Now the Shach makes it just a very important point here. It's an obvious point, but he makes it anyways. The top line: Nira de'im ein b'ayla makbid chayeves bechal davar she'afsher k'mo ha'ish. If the father's, or rather the husband's okay, and you could do whatever you need to do, so then of course she is obligated to honor her parents as best as she could. Okay, then the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Yud Ches: Mamzer chay bechavad aviv uvimoro. A mamzer. Parents were, riots with each other, whatever the scenario is. That mom just still is obligated to honor his father and fear his father. Afilu haya aviv rasha, even if father is a terrible rasha, he did a terrible thing. Ubala averos, umichabdo misari mimenu. He still has to have full respect according to the svardim, but the Ramah argues. Ramah says, v'yeshomim de'enu mechuyav l'chabid aviv rasha, one time obligated to honor the father, who is a Rasha. The Elim Kain also tshuva, unless he does tshuva. So this is a big machlokas. It's not surprising that the Svardim and Ashkenazim come out on different ends. We know the Svardim are very makbid on kavod in general, whether it's kavod for Rabbanim, kavod for Tamid Chachamim, kavod for parents. So they're makbid even if the person's a Rasha. But the Ramah says, no, only if he's doing the right thing, if he's done tshuva, are we obligated to honor him? But if he hasn't done tshuva, then one's not obligated to honor them. Makes him to Russia. I didn't see it discussed here. The Ramah says one's not chayv to. The Shach does point out, even though it's not chayv, it's also to the tsaro. He can't cause him pain. but you're not obligated to. What makes a person a Rasha? I don't know. We have different definitions when it comes to Psul Edus. So what makes a person a Rasha? If he violates a lav of Dini Mamonis makes a person a Rasha and Psul Edus. I don't know if this Lahachis.
I don't know.
It's undefined. Yeah. Yeah. Ask a. If you're ever Vatel Torah. Okay, I'm not sure that he would apply that to this particular halach or not. But we're learning all about Bitta Torah now in the mornings. You would hear all about it. The Rav Chaim is also very into Bitta Torah, as is the Gemara. I don't think we saw anyone called a Rasha yet, but the Yushami does say one who's Mevatel Torah.
The first page in Tanya.
Right. But the Yushami does say, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mochel in every Aveira, even the big three, he's not Mochel in Bitta Torah. That's a pretty, it's a category in its own right. Anyway, so good thing you're here. That's correct. Yeah. You should come in the morning also. You hear it firsthand also. So then the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Yud Ches. We did that already. Sorry, Sif Yud Ches. Aser Le Adam. Wait one second. There's something I missed here. Oh, this is important, Din, actually. Look at the Ber Heitav for a moment. The Ber Heitav, it's Sif Katan Tezayin. It's on the Sif Yud Ches we just read. He quotes the Shach verse that you can't be mitzara him. But if you look at the parentheses, he says, "V'kasav b'sefer chasidim ha'ma'is shayam avteach tachas miroshasav." There was a key below the head. Sh'aviv, the father was sleeping. It's the story in the Gemara Kedushin as well. The Nachri, v'lo niyara, and the child didn't want him to wake up the father. Dafka kishav einu mitzara al shelo hakito. It's only true of the father is not mitzara on the fact that he didn't wake him up, meaning he was okay sleeping. But let's say about the father im ha'av sameach b'yoser im ekitzo, then mitzal akitzo. If the father is happy for waking him up, he doesn't want to miss minyan, doesn't want to miss the shir, so then there's a mitzah to wake him up in that case. Umakitzo l'alecha es l'beis ha'knesses l'davar mitzah, that's all permitted. I remember when I first got married, I was staying at my in-law's house, and it was time for mincha, so my brother-in-law asked me to go wake up my father-in-law. In his room, which I said, I'm not doing that, sorry. Okay.
What if he would have been happy if he would have woken him up for the money? So then that's also...
It says only Dvar Mitzvah here.
Right,
I don't know. For Parnassah, if a guy needs Parnassah, that's one thing. If a guy doesn't need Parnassah, just Revach, so I don't know. Harvach, I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, if you look now back in the Shulchan Aruch, now Sif Yud Tes, he writes, Asur l'odom l'hachbid olo... Albanav, as a parent, one should never put too heavy of a load on his child, uledaktik bechvod imam, and to be so precise about the honor that he needs, shelo yivim lidei michshol, we discussed this in Sunday, lifnei iver, because by being so hard on your children, of teaching them honor, that's really placing a stumbling block, that's lifnei iver. Ela yimchol, one should always be mochel, v'yalim einav mehem, and try to ignore sometimes and turn the other way, not to see everything that they're doing, let things slide. Sha'av shemachal akvodo akvodo machal. Luckily, the way it works is if a father does, if he is mochal in his own kavod, then the kvodo is machal, and the child hasn't done anything wrong. So if you look at the Pesachei Tshuva, the Radbaz qualifies that statement though. He says it's not really true that when a father is mochal, it's entirely the mechila there. He quotes the Tshuva Radbaz, Chelek Alf Simin Taf Kuf Chavdalet, Shekasev Dehod Kvodo Machal. All that means is that there's no punishment that's going to be given to the child for violating, to disrespecting the parent. There is still a key in mitzvah, even though the father had really been mochel b'davar, there is still a key in mitzvah. It seems to be that maybe there's a machlokas in the hagdar of kibbutz ve'eim, how much is it about the child's perspective versus the father receiving something. So if it's about the father receiving something, the father doesn't need something. He's mochel b'davar, so there's no mitzvah. But if you assume that's an Indian that the child needs to show respect, regardless of whether or not the father needs it or receives it, so then even if there's a mechila, there's still an obligation on the child to show kavod to the parent. Okay, if you look now in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Chaf, Hamake livno gadol, person who hits an adult child, Minadin oso, one puts, we saw this in the Rambam on Sunday as well, we place him in Nidoy, we curse him, Sharei over alifnei iver lo tite michshol, he violated this Avera. So what's the definition of a bino gadol, says the Ramah, V'lo mikre gadol l'davar zeh rak acher chav bei shana or chav dal shana. 22 or 24 years old means a 21-year-old child, according to the Rama, one would be permitted to hit if the circumstances felt necessary. So that's a big, big chiddush. But if you look at the Birkei Yosef in the bottom right here, he quotes a Ritva and says, no, not true at all. A child that's even younger than Bar Mitzvah would also not be allowed to. They just use the Orach Lemilsa, the Gadol, an older child you're not going to hit. But even younger than that, you really can't hit. It doesn't really give an exact age. It all depends on the teva of the child and what's needed to be done. But certainly not a Bar Mitzvah kid. It's even less than a Bar Mitzvah kid. A 12-year-old, 11-year-old, you shouldn't hit either. But this all according to Vishonim. Of course, nowadays we don't hit kids ever. The times are different. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sifchaf Aleph, Chayiv Adam L'chabed Eishes Aviv. One has to honor a stepmother, his father's wife. Afa Pishena Imo, even though it's not his own mother. Kol Zman She'aviv Kayim, as long as the father's alive. V'chayiv L'chabed Baal Imo, and say so to the stepfather. If the mother remarried, Kol Zman She'imo Kayim, as long as the mother's alive. After the death of either one of the parents, you don't have to honor that spouse anymore, the stepfather or mother. It's still appropriate to show them respect anyways, even after the death of the mother or the father. So then the next one is interesting here. Sivchav Beis Chayv Adam Bechavod Achiv HaGadol, the Zigmar and Ksubis. One has to honor their older or perhaps oldest brother, bein shu achiv mi'aviv, bein shu achiv mi'imo, even if it's only a half brother, whether from the mother or father side, but the oldest brother does deserve and he's supposed to get respect. Afilu akatan hu tamal chacham, even if the younger brother is a greater tamal chacham, v'gadol b'Torah, yosim min agadol, more than the older one, kei mashmelo, that seems to be the opinion of the Tshuvas HaRash, udelo ki yesh chalkum zeh, others argue, so regardless of the status, stature of the older brother, one always has to show honor to him.
Crazy, exactly.
It's not brought down here about older sister, right? So there is a big debate. The Pesach Tshuva brings down the Chakira that's brought down in the Rishonim. You'll see the Nafkamina in just a moment in the Pesach Tshuva. When we say, the Pasuk says, Kabed is Avicha Vesimecha, what's S coming to include? Says the Gemara in Ksubas, S comes to include the Achiv Gadol. So the question they all talk about is Achiv Gadol really a outgrowth of the father? Right, the father is busy in the house, so he always appoints the Bechor to help around the house with running the farm or running whatever he's running. So the brother is really an outgrowth of the father, or no, there's a separate mitzvah of a kavod of the Achiv Gadol. What's an afkamina? If the father dies, or when the father dies, so then is there still an obligation to honor the brother? So that's a machlokas that's brought down in the Pesach Tshuva, if after the death of the father, where there still exists a kavod of the Achiv Gadol. So then you look at the Sif Chav Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say the older brother disgraces the younger one who happens to be a Talmid Chacham, even though he's katan mimenu b'sharm, even though he's younger than him. V'nida hakatan legadol, and the katan plays the gadol nidoy. So there's some family feud going on here. Yafa, also this is appropriate that the katan did place the older one in nidoy, should nidow. The chayvin sheino nosa parim l'taras, since he's not showing respect to one who learns in the base medrash in the yeshiva. He's not doing the right, he's not going along with the halacha. In that case, there is no obligation to honor the older brother.
In Pesach Tshuva, you test about the older brother. It says that, but it's derech eretz.
He says it before even that, but not achos, so not the older sister.
No.
Yeah.
Just an older brother, not oldest.
So let's look at it together. Sif Yotes. He writes Achiv Agado. Ayin Berhetav Shal Rav Maritzal. Ayin Bishvus Yaakov Sham Shekosav Od. The Dafka Lachiv Agado Chayv Lachabed Aval Lola Achosa Gedola. The sister, older sister, you don't have to. Rak Miderech Eretz Shlo Ledaber Bifnei Misha Gadol Mimenu. He's not talking about a second son. He's talking about the older sister. Yeah, Achosa, he's talking about the older sister. So if you look now at the Shulchan Aruch Sif Chav Dalet, some may have a difficulty with this halacha. Chayiv L'chabed Chamav, one has obligation to honor the father-in-law. You know, it's great, every single Shashas, I don't know if you know this, but Michael Levy always tells a joke, Ezra knows as well. So he always tells a joke. The four people closest enough hears it. 9 out of 10, certainly recently since I joined the shul, I don't know what happened before this, 9 out of 10 are about mother-in-laws. Never about father-in-laws, but always about mother-in-laws. So I'm just trying to remember the joke now. He said this past week, he said, well, you already gave the punchline away, but he said, Oh, what was it about? Oh, the guy was doing an amazing
The
a
trick,
magic
right?
trick. It's a magic trick. And so after the guy said, if can you tell me how you did this? He said, if I tell you, I'm gonna have to kill you. He says, okay, can you tell my mother-in-law? So that's always the his jokes. Okay, fine. So the Ramah writes now, Yesh omim de'ed. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. One has an obligation to honor the father-in-law. And the Ramah adds, actually, before the Ramah, let's look at for a moment the Shach. Yeah, the Shach writes, Chayv Adam, Kasav HaBach. By the way, the Bach was whose father-in-law? Anyone know? The father-in-law of the Taz. We'll see the Taz in just a moment. So, Kasav HaBach, the Bach writes, Dehainu shesamchu b'miktas l'chavod.
They didn't get along, right?
No, they quote each other a lot, but he argues a lot. I'm not sure if they. All I know is from what the Taz quotes. He's many times arguing on his father-in-law. But it doesn't sound, again, I don't know what the personal relationship was like. But the Bach writes, as quoted by the Shach, Dainu shesamchu b'miktas l'chavod, v'chayv l'chavdo. He's a little bit older. Now it's just because he's older, not because he's your father-in-law, because he's your wife's father. He has some level of, he earned it. So then if you look at the Taz, Sivkat in your test, l'chabid chamava, d'chziv avi ra gam ra, v'david amar l'shaul, that the Shaul was his father-in-law, kein shayach chamav v'karu avi, referred to his father-in-law as my father. V'kasim morichami, hu adin chamosa, so the morichami, so the Taz's father-in-law, who was the Bach, said it applies to the mother-in-law as well, that a person should, you should honor both the mother-in-law and the father-in-law. So this is interesting.
Both men and women?
Both men and women.
Like a husband and wife?
Husband and wife.
The wife has to honor
Her mother-in-law and father-in-law.
her father-in-law, but she doesn't have to have covered for her father if she's
Oh.
married.
Oh no, sorry, right. It can't be right. Good point. It can't be any more kavod than her own parents. So you're probably right. So if she's not obligated to honor her own parents, lechor she wouldn't have to honor the in-laws, which could always get very messy.
Unless he's not makpid for that. That he's not makpid for the father.
Right, exactly. If the
Her
husband,
father, her
that's interesting.
father, he's makpid, but his father is not makpid.
That'd be interesting, right? Right. So she shows more kavod to her in-laws than to her parents. That's going to be really difficult. But this is very interesting. I didn't pick up until I read this just right now. The concept of calling the in-laws by mother and father, or tati, or whatever, daddy, abba, whatever you call the names, that's he's bringing a raya that David referred to his father Shaul as Avi, my father. Okay. So let's just try to finish the siman quickly, if that's okay. The Ramah adds now, Yeshomim de'eina adam chai b'chavod avi. Avi, if a person is not obligated to honor his grandfather, Ve'eno nirli, the Ramah argues on this. This is a very interesting discussion based on Rashi al Torah. Ve'eno nirli, says the Ramah, this doesn't seem to be correct. Ella dechai b'chavod aviv, yosim b'chavod avi aviv. No, there is an obligation. There's just a greater obligation to honor one's father than it is to honor the grandfather. But ena chanami, there is a mitzvah to honor the grandfather. That's based on the Rashi quotes in Medrash in, I think, Parshas Vayetze.
Would you think the opposite? If you, because if grandfather's closer to Har Sinai, so we're supposed to say that we should have more
That, 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 that's not anything we find by parents. That's not the reason why parents, we honor parents because they brought us into this world, not because they're closer to Har Sinai or they're more learned. If the father-in-law is more learned, else being a zaken, there's a mitzvah. Else being a talmid chacham, there's a mitzvah covered. But in terms of being my grandfather bringing me to this world, it's a little bit more disconnected, so that obligation isn't there. But then the Ramah says there should be, just not as much as the father.
Rabbi Yosef brings down stepmothers. He says if your father's not, but you have to show cover.
Well, that was the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said the Baal of Eishes Aviv. So that, yeah. Which one? Chai L'Avid Eishes Aviv. That one, Nishal Rav Gadol Maram, that one. Mao L'Chabit Eishes Aviv B'Makom Diko Kpeda.
Oh, is it even if your mother doesn't want you to?
The aim. Ah, the mother-in-law. Okay. So that becomes common. So that's interesting, Shiloh. The mother says, don't talk to your stepmother. Okay. So he doesn't give an answer here.
Practical cases.
Yeah, there is a very practical, yeah, for sure. Okay, then the Shulchan Aruch says, in the last sif in the siman here, Im Ha'av Rotzeh L'Sharei says Ha'ben. Let's say the father wants to serve the son. You're allowed to accept, father brings you some food, he brings you some soup, you're allowed to accept it. Elim Kain, unless the father is Ha'av Ben Torah, then if it's a Ben Torah, then you're not allowed to allow your father to serve you. Because a father can be Mocha on a Kavod, but a Talmud Chacham, he also can be, but I guess it's harder to. He's not. We'll get to a Hilchos Talmud Torah, I guess, in a different point. But the father can be Mocha on the Kavod. Talmud sherotzel aleches lamakom acher shuboteach sheyira simen bracha betamudo v'fnei rav she sham v'aviv mocha bo. You want to go learn a great yeshiva. You want to go to Eretz Yisrael, and the father says you can't go. So what are you supposed to do? So the fisher doeg shebosa ir hov de kachav me'alilim. He thought because the non-Jews there are going to have a bad influence on you. You don't have to listen to your father. So this, of course, is a very common case. Now, there's a lot to learn from from the daikon. Firstly, the Shulchan Aruch says only if it's a case where it's the rav who you're really going to gain from. There's no rav in a local town. Number two is it has to be where there really are, what kind of concerns there are going to be in that yeshiva. But again, this has been the subject of many, many debates between parents and children and going to Eretz Yisrael or other yeshivas. And then finally, Ramah says, which it also has been, again, the many machlokas based on this, v'chein im ha'av mocha b'ben lisa eze isha shiachbot ba ha'ben ein tzarach l'shma el ha'av. Son wants to marry this girl, and his father says, that's not for you, we don't like that family, we don't like her. One does not have to listen to the father, they have the option, he has the option of choosing to marry whomever he wants to. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm not sure about continuing, whether we should or not.